Today's shiur is in Masechta Nida on Daf Lamed Dalet. We will begin with the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, beginning with the second wide line on the Amud. The first Mishnah in our parak discussed the Benos Kusim, and this Mishnah will discuss the Benos Tzedukin. The Tzedukin were descendants of Tzadok, who along with Baisus were two Talmidim Ro'im of Antignus Yisoichai. They did not believe in Torah Shebal Peh, they only believed in Torah Shebiksav. And when it came to Hilchas Nida, they did not agree with Chazal that only red dum made a woman a Nida. They considered even a Mara of Yarek, even yellow, would also make a woman a Nida. And this was a Chumrah that came to a Kula, because if the woman saw a Mara Yarok and a few days later saw a Mara Adom, a red Mara, according to the Halacha, she only becomes a Nida when she saw the Mara Adom. And the 7 days that she has to keep until she goes to the mikveh only end 7 days after seeing the Mara Adom. But the Tzedukin, the descendants of Tzadok, who did not believe in Torah Shebal Peh, they already ended the 7 days from the time that the woman had seen the yellow discharge. And therefore, the woman was going to the mikveh before she was supposed to. Therefore, she still remained a Nida. And her status in general, according to Chazal, was that of a Nida, and the husbands who lived with them were Boyale Nida, begins the Mishnah. Benoi Tzedukin, the daughters of the Tzedukin, Bizman Shenogu Lolechas Bedarkei Aviseihen, as long as they are going in the ways of their forefathers, Harei Hein Kekusiyos, they have the same halacha as a Benos Kusi, that they are considered as always being in a state of Nidos, and their husbands are Boyale Nida. Parshu Lalechas Bedarkei Yisrael. However, if they separated themselves from the minig of their forefathers, in other words, they did tshuva, and they went according to the halachas of Yisrael, according to the way Chazal explained the psukim, Torah Shebal Peh, and concerning nidus, they began their nidus only when they saw Amara Adom, a color of red, Harei Henke Yisraelis. Then they have a locha of a Yisraelis, and they don't have a din of always being in a state of Nida. And if they went to the mikveh, they are mutter to their husbands. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, Lo'olam Henke Yisraelis. They're always considered like being a Yisraelis. Ad sheyifreshu lolechas bedarkei aviseihen, unless they separate themselves. We hear that they are noeg according to the ways of their forefathers, the Tzedukim, then they would have halacha of Benoi Tzedukim. But otherwise, according to Rabbi Yossi, Mistama, they are considered like being a Yisraelis. And this issue of what the status of the Benoi Tzedukim are, Bistama, is the very question that the Gemara begins with. Iboy Elohu, the Bnei Yeshiva had a question. Stama Mai, what's the halacha if we don't know whether they're following the minig of their avos and they are Bnei Tzedukin, or they're following the minig Yisrael? What are they bistam? Toshima, come in here. Araya from the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, Bnei Tzedukin, Bizman Shonahagas Olechs Bedark, Avi Sein, Harein Kikusiyois. If they're going in the ways of their forefathers, then they have a locha like a Benos Kusi, Hostamak Yisraelis. But if they're not following in the way of their forefathers, if we don't know that they're following in the way of their forefathers, plain, what do we assume that they are? According to the Tanakhama, we can make the deduction that they have a halacha of Yisraelis. Ema Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa of what the Tanakhama says. Parshu Lelech Bedarkei Yisrael, if they separated, they did tshuva, and they went according to the minhagim of Klal Yisrael, Harei Henk Yisraelis, then they have a halacha of Yisraelis. So we can deduce from there, Hostam and Kekusiyos. But if we don't know that they did tshuva and they separated themselves from their minigavis and they went like Israeli, then the halacha of them bistam is that they have a din of benos dukim, which are like benos kusim, that they have a cheskas, that they're in a state of nidus. So it comes out from the Reisha, we have a deduction that stomach Yisraelis. From the Sefer, we deduce stomach Yekusiyos. Elamihol Lekel Mashmino, from the Mishnah, as far as the Tanakam is concerned, we have no Raya, because we could make a Diuk one way from the Reisha and the opposite way from the Sefer. But now the Gemara is going to bring a conclusive Raya from the Sefer of the Mishnah, from the words of Rabbi Yossi. Tashma, come in here, this time we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, La'olam Henki Yisraelis. They have Allah like Yisraelis. Bistamo, they have a din of Yisraelis. Ad Sheyifreshu L'Alech Sbedarka Avisein. Unless we hear from them that they're separating themselves from the Minig Yisrael, and they're going according to the customs of their forefathers, the Tzedukim. Michlal, the Tanakhama Sover, Stamach Ukusiyos. Rabbi Yossi is arguing on the Tanakhama. So if Rabbi Yossi's sheet is that Stamma, they have a din of Yisraelis, that indicates, although we don't have a raya from the words of the Tanakhama, but we do have a raya from the fact that Rabbi Yossi is arguing on the Tanakhama. So if Rabbi Yossi considers the Benois Tzdukim Bistamma, that they have a din of Yisraelis, must be that the Tanakhama is arguing, and he holds that Mistamma, they have a din of Kusiyos, unless we hear that they did Shuva, and then they have a Loch of Yisraelis. Shmami, no, this is a very good Raya from Rabbi Yossi to the words of the Tanakhama, that the Tanakhama holds that Stamma, they have a din like a Kusi. On that, Rabbi Yossi argues that Stamma, they have a din of a Yisraelis. Shmami, no, the Gemara says this is a good Raya. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned in a Braisa, Maisa b'tzeduki echa, there was a story with a certain tzeduki, Shasipirim Kohen Gadol B'shuk, who spoke with a Kohen Gadol in the marketplace, v'nitzitza tzinora mipiv, and a drop of saliva sprayed out of his mouth, v'naflo l'Kohen Gadol al-begadav, and it fell onto the Kohen Gadol, on the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. And when that happened, Vahiriku Panov Shel Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol's face paled. He was frightened that, Rashi says, that his begodim had become tame. And actually, here we have a machloikis rishainim. Rashi Shita is that although here, what was the Kohen Gadol afraid of? That the Tzeduki was a boil nida. Because he was afraid that his wife was following the minig of the tzedukim, and therefore, as we explained in the Mishnah, this woman would be becheskas nida, and then her husband would be becheskas that he's a boil nida. And the spittle, the roik of a boil nida, is metame. It's the mayonois, the secretions that come out, the liquid emissions that come from a boil nida are mitame, whether it's mei reglayim, his urine, or his roik, his spittle, they are mitame. So Rashi Shita is that all the Kohen Gadol was worried about was his begadim. Although by Anida herself, the Tumah that she transmits is not only through Maga, through touching, it's even through Masa, by carrying. However, Rashi Shita is, and so holds the Rashba, that when it comes to a Boil Nida, who for most Dinim has a Din like the Nida herself, but in this din, he's different than Anida. In this din, it's only the Maga, the direct touch of the Reich or the Meiraglayim of the Boil Nida that is Metame. The Tumah of Masa, of carrying, it does not apply by a Boil Nida. Therefore, according to Rashi and the Rashba, all the Kohen Gadol was worried about was his Begadim, that his Begadim became Tame, because they came into direct contact with the spittle of the Tzeduki. The Kohen Gadol was not worried that he himself became Tame by carrying that Reich. However, Tosfos, in the long Tosfos that begins here on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Divrei Maaseh V'Teipuklei, and goes to Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, at the end of that Tosfos, five lines from the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos says, Vahim boil nidahu nitmehu ubegodav kenoisei roike shozov. We see clearly that Tosfos Shita is in disagreement with Rashi and the Rashba, and he holds that just like the begadim would become tamei, so too the Kohen Gadol himself would become tamei, because we would apply the din of tumah of carrying the roik and not just direct contact. So according to Rashi and the Rashba, it's only direct contact, the begadim, that the Kohen Gadol was worried about, not that he was carrying that roik, because it's not metame by boil nida. And according to Tosfos, even carrying is metame from a boil nida, and therefore the Kohen Gadol was worried about himself becoming tame. Continues the Gemara, the kadam etzel ishtai. So the Kohen Gadol quickly went to the wife of the tzduki, and to find out whether she kept the dinim of Chazal, that only a mari dam is metame, and she started her 7 days from when she saw the color of red, or she was doing like the tzedukim to begin the 7 days from when she saw even a yellow color. Amra loy, she said to the Kohen Gadol, afapi sheneshet tzedukim hein, even though they are neshet tzedukim, the Tosefta in Nida Perik Hey Aleph, instead of the word Hain, says Anu, his girsa. Amra loy af al pishin shet tzedukim Anu, even though we are the wives of tzedukim, but misyarois ben aprushim, we have fear from the prushim, umaris dam chachamim, and we show our dam to the chachamim, it's only the chachamim who tell us when we become a Nida. So we do not become a Nida by seeing yellow, it's only when we see red. Amr Rabbi Yaisi said, Rabbi Yaisi, Beki and Anu Bahen Yaisi Ben Akoil. Rabbi Yaisi said on himself, I'm the biggest Baki of the wives of Tzedukim, more than anybody, as Rashi explains, because he was a neighbor of the Tzedukim and he lived amongst them, and he knew what their Minhagim were. Vehein Maristam L'Chachamim. And Rabbi Yaisi was Mayed that, in fact, the wives of the Tzedukim would show their dam to the Chacham, Chutz Mishachas, with the exception of one woman, Shehoysa B'Shchudai Seinu, that she was in our neighborhood, Sheloi Heradam L'Chachamim, she did not show the dam to the Chachamim Mason, and she died. So therefore, there's no issue here to the Kohen Gadol of his Begadim becoming Tamei because they came into contact with the Roik of the Boyal Nida, because in fact, we are saying that this woman was not a Nida and her husband was not a boil Nida. Ask the Gemara, why is there only a discussion here whether this Tzeduki was a boil Nida or not? Why wasn't the Kohen Gadol worried that the Tzeduki is considered an Amo Aretz and Chazal made a tumazov on an Amoretz, as Rashi says, the end of the Rashi and the Amid, kol zman shehi lacho, as long as the spittle is wet, is moist, it hasn't dried up, the Chachamim gave an Amoretz a din of tumas Amoretz. So why wasn't the Kohen Gadol worried about the tumah of the Amoretz coming through the spittle? And here, Kuli Alma will hold that it's not just when it comes in contact with the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, but in fact when the Kohen Gadol is carrying the roik of the Amoretz, who's considered like a zov, that it will be metame with masa as well. So why wasn't the Kohen Gadol worried about that? Amar Abaye said, Abaye b'tzduki chavar, speaking here about a tzduki who was a chavar, which is the opposite of an Amoretz. He was careful in all the dinim of Tumah v'Tahara, and therefore there was no gzeira on him of the Tzinor of Amoretz to be considered Tumas Amoretz. Amar Rava said, Rava, how could you say we're speaking here about a Tzduki Chavar? Tzduki Chavar boil Nida Mashuslei. Why did the Kohen Gadol run to the wife of the Tzduki? He was worried that she's a Nida and that the Tzduki is a boil Nida. But if you're saying that he's a Tzduki Chavar and that's why there's no issue of Tumas Amoretz, then how could the Kohen Gadol have suspected him of being a boil Nida? Avadid, this Chavar would have made sure that his wife is not a Nida. El Amar Rava. Rava has a different teretz to the question of Tumas Amoretz. Really, we're not speaking about a Tzduki Chavar. We're speaking about a Tzduki Amoretz. And why wasn't the Kohen Gadol worried about the Tumah of an Amoretz? As we turn to the Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, Regel Havet. It was a Yontif, either Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos, when Klal Yisrael gathers together in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, and at that time, during Yom Tovim, the Tumas Amoretz, Beregel Ketahara Shavina Rabbanan. The Rabbanan took away their year round gzeira of Tumas Amoretz, they made it as if he is Tor like any other Yid. Where do we see this concept? Chsiv we find in Shaiftim Perikhov, in the story of Pelegish Begiva, where the 11 Shvatim came because of the incident there of the Pelegish in Giva, they came to fight against Binyamin, and the Pasuk states, Vayesef kol ish Yisrael elo ir ki ish echot chaverim. All the 11 Shvatim gathered together in the city as one man, they were all chaverim. Hakosav osan kulun chaverim. The Torah speaks about the gathering of the 11 Shvatim, that they were all chaverim, they were united together as chaverim. So Rashi says, now from this pasuk in Shaiftim we see that whenever Jews gather together, they're considered chaverim. Umineisha, meaning Rashi says, Divrei Maskil VaYesef, Bechol Zman Sheyisrael Nesafim L'Makom Echad Karlu Chaverim. So therefore, if it's a regel, it's a yontiv, where Klal Yisrael comes up to be oil regel, so they're also gathering together. We learn from Shaiftim that whenever you gather together, all of Klal Yisrael are called chaverim. And therefore, the Rabbanan suspended during the yontiv period the Tumas Amha Aretz. And here, when the Kohen Gadol had this Roik come on his begotten, who was speaking about during Yontiv, so he didn't have to worry about Tumas Amoretz, he only had to worry about Tumas Nida. And since he found out that this woman keeps the minig of Chazal, therefore it is, you don't have to worry about Tumas Nida as well. The Maratzchi, this brings the Rambam in the Mora and the Vuchim, where the Rambam says the purpose that Hashem made that Klal Yisrael should gather together during the Yom Tovim was precisely to foster a love and a chavershav, a friendliness throughout Klal Yisrael between the chaverim and the amaratzim. And therefore, Chazal understood that this was not a time for gzeiros which would keep amaratzim and chaverim apart from one another, that they would not be able to break bread with one another because of the different levels of tumah v'tahara that they each practiced. And therefore, during the Yom Tovim, to foster the Ava, V'ach, V'shalom, V'reyes, the Rabbanan suspended their gzera of Tumas Amoretz, and that was the case here that I was speaking about during Yontiv, and therefore there was nothing to worry about concerning Tumas Amoretz. So learns the Maratzchias based on the Rambam in Mora Nevuchim. The next Mishnah will discuss three types of dam, where there's machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai says that this is dam tohar, and Beis Hillel says that it has tuma. These damim are dam avodis kechavim, dam tahara shel mitzaras, and the third one is dam hayoleda shelay tavla, and we'll explain each of these cases as we learn it in the Mishnah. And these machlokes are dependent on three klolim. The first klal is that by dam of a nida or a zova or dam of a yoledes, they're metame as an av hatuma, they're metame through direct contact, maga, or carrying the dam of masa, and they're metame bein lach bein yavish, whether they're moist or they have dried up. The second klal concerns the emission, the zivus of a zov. It is also metame as an avatuma, but it's only metame when it's moist and not when it is dried up. Only lach, not yavish. The third klal concerns the mayonis, the secretions of a zov, which include mei raglayim, his urine, his roik, his spittle, and his mucus. Again, they are metame as an avatuma, but they're only metame lach v'lo yavish, only moist and not dry. Begins the Mishnah, dam oivedes kechavim, the dam of a goy, first machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the second machloikis, dam tahara shel mitzaras, the dam toyer of a mitzaras, and the Miri says that this includes emission of what Chazal did not consider dam, like mare yorik, yellow, that's considered dam toyer. Also, after a leida of a zocher, the 7 days of tumma is followed by 33 days of yemei toyar, where even if the woman sees dam, it's not metame and she's mutter to her husband. Or by a nekeva, giving birth to a nekeva, after the 14 days of tumma, there are 66 days of yemei toyar, where the dam that she sees is not metama her mitaraisa to her husband. So in both of these cases, beishamai mitaharim. Beishamai shita is that the dam is considered completely tar. As Rashi explains, by dam of an oivedes kochavim, even though her mayonois, her roik, and her mei ragleo, beishamai is moide that the chachamim made exera that she should be considered like a zov for all her halachas, but even so, her dam remains tahar. What is the reason that the dam is tahar? So the Gemara explains, because the Chachamim wanted to make sure that people don't think that the tumah of an Ayvedes Kechavim, a Gentile woman, is Midaraisa, and then they would come to burn Truma or Kachim, which came in contact with the secretions of an Ayvedes Kechavim, and to make a hecker, to make sure that people would distinguish that this is only a Tumah Midrabbanan, they said that her dam, we're not going to make a gzera on her dam, and her dam remains completely tor according to Beis Shammai. By the dam tor of a Mitzaras, Rashi explains, even though the Mayonis of a Mitzaras, such as her Roik or her Meme Ragleo, has a din of Avatuma, and it's compared to the Mayonis which are tamei from a zov, but even so, dam toyar does not have a halacha of mayonis, because we require that it should be like roik, and roik, Rashi says, the definition, which the Gemara tells us on the Yud Testament Beis, is shemis agil v'yotze, that it gathers together and then comes out of the body. But something that seeps out of the body without gathering first together, that is not considered a mayon. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, this dam tahara of the Mitzaras is completely tar. However, Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel Oimrim, in both of these cases, Kiroika ukimeme ragleha, that the dam of an Avedes Kechavim is tamei like her roik and her meme ragleha, and the dam toyar of a mitzeras is also tamei like roik and meme ragleha. And Rashi explains that concerning the dam of an Avedes Kechavim, the shita of Beis Hillel is that when the Rabbanon were metamei an oivedes kechavim, that she should be like a zov, it was across the board. It was not only for her roik and her meme ragleh, it was also concerning her dam. That which Beis Shammai raises the issue that there should be a hecker, that it's only a tumah mit Rabbanon and we shouldn't burn kachim or truma that came in contact with the secretions of a Avedes Kechavim, it's sufficient that there will be a heker that it will only be metame lach and not yovish, only when it's moist and not dry, which makes it a tumah like her roik and her meme ragleo, which is only metame lach and not yovish. Because by the dam of Yisraelis, as we said in the Hakdama, the klolim, the first klal we mentioned was that dam nidus is metame both lach and yavish. So if here by a dam of an Avedes Kechavim, I'm only metame lach and not yavish, that itself is enough of a hecker to show that the tumah of a Avedes Kechavim, that she's like a zav, that's only midrabbanan, not midraisa. For her raya, her dam nidus is only metame lach and not yavish, and therefore people by that alone will not come to be burn kachim or truma. So it comes out that in this first inyan of dam avedes kechavim, the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is how much of a heker do you need that people shouldn't come to burn kachim or truma that came in contact with the secretions of an avedes kechavim. Beis Shammai says you have to be matir dam altogether, or else people will think that the roik and the meme regleh is tamei midaraisa. However, according to Beis Hillel, you could still say midrabbanan that the dam of Avedes Kechavim is tamei, but it is not tamei all the way like a Yisraelis, lach and yavish, it's only tamei lach, and that itself will be the hecker, that the whole tumah by avodas kechavim is only midrabban concerning the dam toyer v'mitzaras. So Rashi says that avada beisil is moided to beishami, that this is not really a mayon because it is not misagel v'yotze, it doesn't gather together. However, the Beis Hillel learned from a pasuk that the Torah said that the dam toyar of a mitzaras is compared to a zov, and therefore, although it's not a mayon, the Torah gave it a din of a mayon. But since it's the din of a mayon and it's not dam nidus, because after all it's dam toyar shel mitzaras, therefore, it's only like Roika Meme Ragleo that it's Tame Lach and not Yavesh. So here it comes out. We again have a Machlokes Beisham and Beisel, but for a different reason than the first Machlokes. The first Machlokes by Dama Avodas Kechavim was how far does the hecker have to go. This Machlokes is that Beisham says that this is not called a Mayan, and therefore it's not Tame at all. And Beis Hillel says, although it's not a mayon, but the Torah gave it a din mayon, and therefore it is einachanami, not tamei lach and yavesh, but it is tamei lach and not yavesh, like the din of roik umeme regla. That's what Beis Hillel says. Beis Hillel oimrim, in both of these cases, kiroika ukimeme regla, it is tamei. Continues the Mishnah with the third and final machlokes between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. This concerns dam hayaleh shaloi tavla, the dam of a woman who gave birth who has not yet been toivel. In other words, if she gave birth to a zocher, she's tamei for 7 days. And at the end of the 7 days, she should go to the mikveh. She did not go to the mikveh. A woman who gave birth to an akeva is tamei for 14 days. And then she is supposed to go to the mikveh, but this woman did not go to the mikveh. Therefore, the woman remains tamei, and as Rashi brings down in Divrei Maskil Beishamei Oimrim Kiroika Kamei Ragleha, he brings a Tosefta in Idius that a nida who has not gone to the mikveh, she remains a nida for all her inyanim, and therefore her roik or her mei ragleha are still tamei. However, according to Beishamei, her dam is different, because the Beis Shammai are of the opinion, the Biyoy Metalya Rachmana, Vaha Molu. Beis Shammai holds that the Yemei Toyar begin not after she went to the mikveh, but they begin when the 7 days for a Zohar or the 14 days for an Akeva are over. Then automatically, any dam that is seen on the 8th day by late Zohar or on the 15th day by late Akeva is automatically dam Toyar. So it comes out that if the woman didn't go to the mikveh, she remains tamei, but her dam is tor. And therefore, says Beis Shammai here in the Mishnah, that Beis Shammai Yoimrim, in this case, she is tamei, kiroika ukameime ragleo, she remains tamei, like her roika mei raglayim, it'll only be tamei lach and not yavesh. Beis Hillel Oimer and Beis Hillel disagree, and they say Metame Lach V'Yavesh, that it's Metame Lach and Yavesh. In other words, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel go up one notch from the first two cases in the Mishnah. In the first two cases, Beis Shammai said that she's tor completely. In this case, Beis Shammai says no, she's Metame Lach and not Yavesh. In the first two cases, Beis Hillel said that she's Metame Lach and not Yavesh. And over here, Beis Hillel goes up one notch, and Beis Hillel says that she's metame lach v'yavesh. Now, what's the svora in Beis Shammai? Why, in this case, we go up one notch, and we say that she's metame lach and not yavesh? So, Rashi explains that the Rabbanan made a gzeira because of, by the Zohar, toich zayin, we make a gzeira on la'achar zayin, that people should not get confused. If we're going to say, while she's tamei, when she didn't go to the mikveh, that her dam remains tahar, then people will think the same halacha will apply toich the zayin after she gave birth. And therefore, we say that the dam of a woman who's tamei, even though her dam is really tahar, we're going to make a gzeira rabbanan that it is tummy. However, they didn't go all the way to say it's tummy lach v'yavesh, as the halacha is by the dumb before Zion, because they made a hecker, like we had earlier in the Mishnah, that people should know that this tum is only a gzeir, it's only mitarabonin, and they won't come to burn trum and kachim because of this dumb. Now Rashi asks the question, why do Beis Shammai have a different approach here in this case of Dama Yoledesh Leitovla as opposed to Dama Avodis Kechavim? By Dama Avodis Kechavim, Beis Shammai doesn't say that she should be Tomei Lach and not Yavesh. They're Metar completely. And here Beis Shammai says that by Dama Yoledesh Shaloi Tovla, she's Tomei Lach and not Yavesh. So Rashi explains the difference, because the Gemara tells us that why did Beis Shammai, why were they matar completely in the case of Dama Varis Chachavim? Because if they would say Dama Varis Chachavim is Tamei Lach and not Yavish, then people would think that that's the halacha not only by a Tuma Drabonon of Dama Varis Chachavim, they would think that that's the halacha by a Dama Ziva, the Raisa, that it's also only, that Dama is only Matama Lach and not Yavish. So therefore, they said, we're going to make a hecker, according to Beis Shammai, that the Tumah of Avos Chachavim is only Mitarabonin, and therefore we're going to say that the Dam is completely Tahar, because if we're going to say it's Tomei for Lach and not Yavesh, people will confuse that with Dam Zivo of a Daraisa, of a Yisraelis. So Rashi explains, because the whole Tumah of Ovid Kechavim is a Dindarabonin Kedesh Lo Yisrael Regilin Etzel Mishkav Schur. We wanted to make a separation between Goyim and Yidden, that they should not come to homosexuality, to Mishkav Schur. So if the spittle, or the Meimei Reglayim, or the touching of a Goy is Metameh, that's enough of a separation, even if we'll be matar the dam of an Ovedes Kechavim, in order that there should be a hecker to know that the Tumah by Roika Meimei Raglaim is only the Rabbanan, so that we won't come to burn Trum or Kachim on it. So we don't want to be Mechalik and say only Lach and not Yavish, because then they'll confuse it with Dam Zivo the Raisa. So that works well by the Dam Ovedes Kechavim. But over here, the only thing that the Rabbanim made Xerer on was on this Dam, the Dam of La'achar Zion, because of the Dam of Toich Zion. If you're going to say that the Dam La'achar Zion is completely Tar, then there is no Xerer whatsoever. And they had to make this Xerer, else people would think that Toich Zion is, it's also Mutter. So they had to Aserit La'achar Zion. You're going to say the same thing that people will think, that when it's Tumah Deraisa, it's only Aser Lach and not Yavish. No, they won't make that confusion, because they'll know that the days of Tumas Leda have passed, the 7 days by Zachar, or the 14 days by an Akeva. They'll know it's a different situation, and that's why it's only Lach and not Yavish. But if the Rabbanu would say that it's totally Mutter, then they've taken away their whole Gzera. Mashi Enkin by Tumas Dam Avodis Kechavim, concerning the Tumah of a Goy, there's enough left, even if they're Matar the Dam Avodis Kechavim, there's enough left in the Maga and the Roik and the Meimei Reglayim that people will still have our Chaka. So we'll have our Gzeira against having connection with a Goy, and yet we won't have confusion by saying that the Dam Avodis Kechavim is Tamei Lach and not Yavish, that people will say the same thing by Dam Yisraelis. Therefore, we said it's totally Tor. Masha Enkin over here, there would be nothing left of the Gzeira, and therefore we have to say that at least it's Tamei Lach and not Yavish. So answers Rashi the difference in Beis Shammai between these two cases. And then the Mishnah concludes, Umoidim, Beis Shammai is Moidim to Beis Hillel, be a lettuce beside. If a woman gives birth in a state of Zavus, Shehi Metamo Lach V'Yavish, even though Beis Shammai said in the Reisha that it's either Tor completely in two cases, or in a third case, Dama Yoledes, they said it's Tamei Lach and not Yavesh, but by Yoledes Bezoiv, the Beis Shammai is Moidim to Beis Hillel, that's Metamei Lach V'Yavish. More about this part of the Mishnah will be explained in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara, V'lesu l'Beis Shammai, doesn't Beis Shammai hold of the following we have learned in the Pasuk? It says, Daber, the Masechta Shas on the side tells us the correct Lashon of the Pasuk is Dabru, El B'nei Yisrael, and then the next word says the Masechta Shas is Va'amartem Aleihem, Ish Ish Ki Yezov. So the Pasuk speaks about Zov, and it speaks about Daber El B'nei Yisrael. So we learn out, B'nei Yisrael Matamid B'ziva, B'nei Yisrael Matamid with Ziva, Ve'enoi with Gekhov Matamid Ziva. Midoraisa, there is no Ziva by a goy. Avol Gazru, Bamid Rabban and the Rabban were Gazru Aleyen, Sheyehu, Kizov, and Lechol Devrim, that they should have a din of a Zov for all matters. As Rashi brings down in the second wide line of Rashi, Mishum Shloyehei Tinik Yisrael Rogel Etzle B'Mishkav Schur, because of the possibility of Mishkav Schur, as we find in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, they were goes there because of this promiscuity that male goyim, they are metame as a zov from 9 years old, and on female goyim from 3 years old. So this is a question on Beis Shammai. If so, just like there is Dam Zivus by a Yisraelis, and we say that the Rabbanim were Goyzer on Goyim, that they have a din of a Zav or a Zava, so why should in fact Dam Avaritz Kechavim according to Beis Shammai be Tor? It should be Tamei Mid Rabbanan, because of the Gzeira Amri Loch Beis Shammai. And the next words in parentheses we do not learn. Hechi Levid, what should we do? L'tamei Lach V'yavish, if you're going to say that the Dam of Avaritz Kechavim is Tamei both moist and dry, then Asisa Kishal Taira, then you have made it like the Dam of a Yisraelis, which is Metame Lach and Yavish, and then people will confuse, and if that Dam came in contact with Trum or Kachim, they will burn the Trum or Kachim. So we have to make some hecker, because when it's only Tamei Mid Rabbanan, we do not burn the Trum and the Kachim. Litame Lach V'lei Litame Yavish, if we're going to do what Beis Hillel suggests in the Mishnah, that it should be at least Tamei Lach and not Tamei Yavish, then there's a different problem. Chalakta B'shal Taira, then we're worried that people will confuse the Deraisa with the Derabbanan, and they'll say, just like by Dam Ayveres Kechavim, it's Tamei Lach and not Yavish, so is the din by Dam Yisraelis, that it's Metamei Lach the Lo Yavish. So we can't do that either. And therefore, we make a hecker, and the hecker is that Dam Avedes Kechavim is totally Tahar. And therefore, people will know that the Tumah of a Goy, of Zavus concerning Roik and Meimi Ragleh, that that's only Mid Rabban, and Mimela they won't come to burn Truma or Kachim. Ask the Gemara, Yehachi, Roiko Meimi Ragleh, Nami, if so, since by a Yisraelis, the Roika and the Meimi Ragleh are Metame, Lach and not Yavesh, and you're giving the same halacha here, that it remains Tamei Lach and not Yavesh, that you agree remains. You're only saying that Dam Nidus of Avodis Kechavim is Torah Legamri, but you're leaving the Roik and Mei Reglayim. Why don't we say the same thing, that people will say that it is Tamei Midaraisa, and therefore they'll come to burn Trum and Kachim, and therefore you should say the same halacha, that it's Tahar, so they shouldn't come to mistake and burn the Trum and Kachim. So the Gemara answers, no. Beis Shammai tells you, Kivin Davdin and Akeira B'dama, since we make a hecker in the Dama of Avodas Kechavim, that it's totally tar, so may the idea, people know, the Raiko Meime Ragleh is the Rabbanan, that even though it's Metame Lach and not Yavish, which is the same din as by a Yisraelis, they won't think it's a Tumah D'Raisa. They know that it's a Tumah only Mid Rabbanan because they have a hecker, because the Dam of an Avodas Kechavim is completely tar, and in May they won't come to burn kachim or truma. As the Gemara v'lehavin hakher b'roikum meimi regleo l'tami l'damo. Why don't we do just the opposite? Let's say that the roik and the meimi regleo of a avodes kachavim is mutter tar completely, and will be metame the dam of a avodes kachavim. Let the hecker be in the Reich and Meme Regla, that should be tar. Why do we make the dumb tar? Answers the Gemara, Reich and Meme Regla, the Shchichi, that's very common. The spittle and the urine is common, so goes by Rabbanan. Rabbanan left the Gzeira there that it should be Tamei, Badama, the dam of an Avodes Chacham, the Loi Shchich, it's not as Shchich as the Roik and the Meimer Regleo. So if they had to make a hecker at any place, they made it in the dam, Loi Gozer Be'er Rabbanan. That's where the Rabbanan were not Geyser. They were only Geyser on the Roik and the Meimer Regleo. Since we have a hecker, that it's only the Rabbanan and people won't come to burn Trum and Kachim. What's the hecker? That the dam, according to Beis Shammai, is completely tahar. At this point, the Gemara wants to contrast the halacha of dam avodis kechavim, the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, with the dinim that apply to the zavus of a akum and his keri. Amar Rava, says Rava, Zoivai Tamei Afilu Beis Shammai. The same Beis Shammai who by Dama Varis Kechavim holds that it is completely Tohar will agree that by the Zavus of an Akum, there it is Tamei, even according to Beis Shammai. Keryav, the Keri, the Shechvazera of an Akum, is tar, and that is a filo Beis Hillel, even according to Beis Hillel, who holds that by dam avodis kechavim, it is tamei like the roik and the mei raglayim. It's tamei lach and not yavesh, but it is tamei. Beis Hillel will be moide that by a zocher, by an akum, zocher his carry is completely tar. And now the Gemara explains. Zoivoi Tamei Afilu Beis Shammai, the Zavus is Tamei according to Beis Shammai, even according to Beis Shammai, Deha Ika Lemevet Eker Bekeryov. The whole reason why Beis Shammai says that by Damnida of an Akum it's completely tar, because you have to make some hecker that the Tuma of a Goy is only Mid Rabbanan, otherwise people will come to burn truma and kachim that came in contact with the dam of an avedes kechavim, or the meiraglayim, or the roik. They'll say it's tamei mitaraisa, and therefore you have to burn the kachim and the truma. So in order to make a heker, Beis Shammai took one halacha, the halacha of dam, and said it's completely tar. But here, by Zavus, we can have that hecker by Keri. We can say Keri is completely tar, and therefore by the Zavus, we can be machmer that it is Tamei, even according to Beis Shammai. On the other hand, Keri of Tohar Afilu Beis Hillel, Keri is tar even according to Beis Hillel. Why? Because according to Beis Hillel, you also need a hecker. The only reason why by Dama Vodas Kechavim they said that it's Tamei like Roik and Mei Raglaim is because that itself Beis Hillel held was a hecker. Because the regular Dam of a Yisraelis is Tamei both Lach and Yavish. And here by Dam of Yisrael, if you're telling me that it's only like Mei Raglaim and Roik, that means that it's only Tamei Lach and not Yavish. So that itself Beis Hillel holds as a hecker. Mashein Kain, when it comes to the halachas of Zav by an Akum, if we're going to say that across the board it is Tamei Lach and not Yavesh, then there will be no heker that it's only a Drabonin. Therefore, Beis Hillel agrees that we're going to have to make one thing that's totally Tor, and that thing will be Keri. Kari of Torah, Philo Beis Hill, Ovid Be Rabban, Hekera, Keheicha, Dulei Lisrif, Ola, Truma Vekachu. Because if they would not have made this Heker that Kari is totally Torah, then people would say that the halachas of a Goy is identical to the halachas of Yisrael, and therefore they'll think that it's Midaraisa, and they will come to burn Truma and Kachim. So here Beis Hill was forced to say that Kari is totally Tahar, whereas by they didn't have to go to that extreme to say it's completely tar, even if it's only like Meme Reglaim and like Roik, where it's Tame Lach and not Yavish. That itself is a hecker, because by Israelis it's Tame Lach and Yavish. However, that option is not found here by the halachas of Tuma of a Zohar, because all the halachas by the Zohar are Tame Lach and not Yavish, and if so, they had to make this hecker to say that Kari is totally tar. Ask the Gemara of Eleven a Kari b'zoivay v'letame v'lekaryav. Why do you say that Zavus is tame and Kari is tar? Say just the opposite, that Zav should be tar and Kari should be tame. Answers the Gemara, Zoivay d'loy tali b'maise gozer b'rabbonin. Ziva, which comes without any action, it comes by itself, there the Rabbanu were gozer, Karyav. However, Shechva Zera, his carry, the Toli B'maisa, because it only comes about if the person is aroused, the Chimum, his arousal causes it. So therefore, Lagozer were Rabbanu, and the Rabbanu were not Goyzer. And the Taisa Rush explains that the Rabbanu were only Goyzer in something which they have a connection to. So by carry, where there it's Toli in the person's own arousal, so the person has an independent power over it, there the Rabbanan did not feel that they have the shlita over that item, and therefore they were not metamed. Ma she'enkein ziva, which is not totally in any outside stimulus, it comes by itself, so there the Rabbanan felt they do have a shlita over it, and therefore they were geyser tuma there. Lema Misaile, let us bring a raya to Rava that the carry of a goy is completely tor, because we learned in a Mishnah Mikvois, Perikhas Mishnah Dalid, Avoidis Kechom Shapalta Shikh Vazer Misrael, if a goyish woman emitted from her body the Shikh Vazera of a Jew, the halach is Tmeya. Rashi explains, not that the woman is Tame, because she has the same dinim like a behema, just like a behema is not Mekabel Tumah, a goy is also not Mekabel Tumah. It means the Shechva Zera is Tameh, because it's Shechva Zera of a Yisrael. However, Ubas Yisrael, Shepalta Shechva Zera min Oivet Kechavim, but a Jewish woman who emitted Shechva Zera from a goy, Tahira, that Shechva Zera is Torah. So here we see clearly from the Mishnah Mikvois that the Shechva Zera of a goy is Tahar, just like Rava said. My love to Hira Gemura. This probably means that the Sheikh was there is totally tar, and it's a raya to Rava. Says the Gemara, no, it's no raya, because loy to Hira midaraisa, but as the Bach adds the Vav, utmeya midarabbanan. It's takatar midaraisa, but we could say in the Mishnah Mikvois that it's only speaking on a deraisa level, but midarabbanan would be tummy. So you have no raya to what Rava said. However, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from a braisa that is mefarish that Mishnah Mikvois. Tashma nimtza, so Imer comes out from the Mishnah Mikvois that Shech Vazera shall Yisrael tamei b'chol makam. The Shech Vazera of a Jew is tamei everywhere. As we turn to Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, va'afilu b'mei oivedes kachavim. Even if that Shech Vazera is found in the womb of a shiksa of an avedes kachavim, as Rashi says that if she's piloted on a garment, it will be metame the garment. And we also see from the Mishnah Mikvos, continues the Braisa, Vishal Oivet Kechavim, the Shech Vazerva Goy Tahira Bechal Makim, it's Tar, Vafilu B'mei Yisraelis, even if it's from the womb of a Jewish woman, it's being discharged. The only exception to this rule is Chutz Mimei Mei Reglaim Shabbat, if the Shech Vazera has within it Mei Reglaim, so there, even though it's coming from a Goy, the halacha will be that it is tamei, because on the mei reglayim of a goy, the rabbanan were geyser tuma like a zov. But what do we see from this brisa? That carry alone, without the meiraglayim of a goy, will be torah. It's a raya to Rav. Says the Gemara, v'chitem, if you're going to want to try to disprove what we just proved, v'chitem, ahachanami tahar midraisa, aval tmei midrabbanan, like we said before, that possibly it's enechanami midraisa speaking on a deraisa level, but it's tamei midrabbanan, that will not work in the braisa. Why? Because since the braisa brings in the inyan of meiraglayim and says then the shechva zera mixed with the meiraglayim is tamei, atu meiragleha midraisa mimetamoi, and the Rishash changes the word meiraglea to meiraglayim, because we're not speaking about the woman here, we're speaking about the shechvazer of the man and his meiraglayim. Atu meiraglayim midaraisa mimetamoi. Even the meiraglayim is not tamim midaraisa, it's only tamim midarabbanan, because the rabbanan put a gzera on the mayonis of a goy that it should be tamim like a zav. So you're only speaking here on a drabbanan level. Elishmamina tahairaf and lirabbanan. So then if we contrast the carry of an shechvazera of an akum to his meiraglayim, the meiraglayim is tamei midrabbanan. If we say that the shechvazera is tar, that means that the shechvazera is tar even midrabbanan. Shmamina from this price is a good raya to Rava that the shechvazera, the carry of a goy, is tahar even midrabbanan. Amar Mar, we learned before, Shechvazera shel Yisrael tamei b'chol makom. The Shechvazera of Yisrael is tamei everywhere. Afilu b'mei avedes kachavim, even in the womb of a shiksa. Tifshayt deboi rapapa. Why don't we bring a raya from this brisa to something that Rapapa had a question on? Deboi rapapa. Rapapa had a question. Shechvazera shel Yisrael mei avedes kachavim. Now, what's the din with the Shechvazera of Yisrael in the womb of a goy? So l'chayr, we have a clear raya for the brisa that it is tameh. So the Gemara says, no, you have no raya, because Rav Papa was not asking a question on that which the brisa is discussing. The brisa is discussing when the shechvazera was in the womb of the goy less than 3 days. The Toich Gimel, like a boiler, the Rav Papa, that which the brisa is speaking about, Toich Gimel, that Rav Papa had no question. Since it's still viable, it has the power still to be Mazria, it's not totally disintegrated. So then Avada, Rav Papa had no question, like the brisa says, that it's Tamei. Ki kama boiler, l'acher Gimel. His question was after 3 days. My, what's the din? Do I say Yisrael did daigi be mitzvahs? A Jew who worries about mitzvahs, as Rashi says, divrei maskil did daigi yoreim uchreid be mitzvahs umetoich dagosan mischamemin. They worry, they're anxious about the performance of mitzvahs. As the Gemara continues, chavil gufayu, their bodies, because of this stress, the anxiousness to perform mitzvahs properly gets heated up, and that itself is masriach, and that causes the zera after 3 days to spoil. But they don't have this concern about mitzvahs, their body do not become hot, and perhaps it's not masriach. So our papa was asking, maybe the zera of Yisrael in a goy will last even more than 3 days, and it should be tamei even more than 3 days. Oidilma, or maybe we could say that it has the same din as Yisrael. Kiv and the achli shkatzim ramashim, since they eat crawling creatures, chaval gufar, that itself causes their bodies to get heated up, umasriach, and that will be the cause by a goy to be masriach. The Gemara says, Teiku tishbi yataritz kushvi your boy, so Yoan Novi will answer this question, whether more than 3 days shechva zer of Yisrael lying in the womb of a goyisha woman, whether it's masriach or not. Do we look at the chamimus caused by mitzvahs, which a goy doesn't have? Or do we look at the fact that a goy eats shkatz from her mushroom? That would cause the body to get heated up and be masriach, the shechva zer, after 3 days, and this is a teiku. Now the Gemara explains the next part of the Mishnah, which stated, "Amachlokes beishamim beishilel in dam tahir shel mitzaras." The dam tahir of a mitzaras, where Beishamai said that it is tar, And Beis Hillel is matame like roik and meimei raglayim. In other words, it's tame lach and not yavesh. And the Gemara wants to know, my time of the Beis Hillel, what is the reason of Beis Hillel, why this dam toyar of the mitzaras will be matame like roik and meimei raglayim? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, says Rabbi Yitzchak, we have a pasuk which states, zois toyras hazov. This is a pasuk in Vayikra, Perik Tezvov, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Zois Taurus Hazov, Asher Tetzim Imenu Shikva Zer Latoma Va, Vadova Binidasa, Vazov Zoivoi, La Zachar, Vilana Keva. This is the Taur of the Zov, which comes out from him, Shikva Zera, which will be Metame, he becomes impure because of it, and then it speaks about a Nida. And again, it repeats the Zav, and then it goes, La Zachar V'lan Akeva. And the Gemara understands that the words La Zachar V'lan Akeva are superfluous. They are extra. What do we darshan from them? And the Gemara understands that we learn it not for Zav, which the Pasuk is speaking about, but rather it's speaking about a Mitzayra. Just like the Halach is by a Zav, his Mayonois, that which is secreted, his secretions are Tamei, so too, by a mitzayra, his secretions will be tummy. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak learned the pasuk La Zachar LeRabbis Mitzayra LeMaya Noisav, that a mitzayra's secretions are mitami, like a zav v'lana keva. Then the pasuk continues, and for a female LeRabbis Mitzayras LeMaya Noisav. This is marba, a female mitzayra for her mayonis. My mayanisel, what are the mayonis of a woman that were marba? Ile mashar mayanisel, if we mean other mayonis, Rashi explains the roik and the meme reglayim. So that means zachar nafka, that which she shares in common with a zachar, just like a zachar, it's matame, so too, the roik and the meme reglayim of a mitzaras will be matame. So I don't need a pasuk for lanakeva, ela ladama. This will be matame her dam. Which dam? Latame dam tohar rishalah. That her dam toihar of a mitzaras will have the tuma of mayonois, which is matame lach and not yavish. So this is how Beis Hillel learns out that it's tame. Ask the Gemara, Ubei Shammai, what does Beis Shammai do with this limit of Beis Hillel? So Beis Shammai answers, Nekeva mizachar loyasiya. You cannot learn a nekeva from a zachar, the ikla mifra, because we can ask, ma la zachar shechein ton priya uprima. A mitzayra requires that his hair should be not cut, not short. Uprima, his clothing should be torn. And vasa v'tash v'shamita. And between the two times that he has to shave his whole body, in those 7 days, he's prohibited in having relations with his wife. As Rashi brings the pasuk, which states, Vayeshev michutz la'oloi. He has to sit outside his tent, and the Chazal Darshan, Vein Oloi Eli Ishtoi. That refers to his wife. He has to be separated from his wife. How do I know a woman is considered like Oyel? Because the Pasuk in Dvorim, hey, he says, Shuvu lachem lo'aleichem, return to your wives in the tent. So we see that the women were referred to as being in the tent. And when it says in the pasuk that the mitzayra has to sit outside his tent, it means he's asur b'tashas shamita. Toymer ben akeva delight, and akeva is not asur in priya uprima. As Rashi brings the Gemara, increases daf chesam beis ish pareya uparim ve'ein isha paras uparemis. She doesn't have to have her hair uncut or her clothing torn, and also she is mutter in tashas shamita because we darshan michutz la'ahaloi. Not outside her tent. Therefore, you cannot say, like Beis Hillel, that we could learn Nekeva from Zachar, but rather we need the Pasuk by Nekeva for the Mayonis of Nekeva herself, that her Reich and her Meiraglaim are Tamei. And we're speaking about other mayonis, and you cannot say, well, let's learn dumb from those other mayonis, as Rashi explains, like we had before, that the only mayon secretion which is metame is something like roik, which roik is misagel v'yotze. It gathers together, and then it leaves the body. Mashi ankin the dumb that doesn't gather together inside the body, that's not included in mayonis. So, according to Beis Shammai, you cannot learn the cave from Zachar, and therefore we don't have it extra to be metameh the dam toyar of a metzairah, to say like Beis Hillel that even though it's not a mayon but it has a din of a mayon, that it should be tameh lach and not yavesh. According to Beis Shammai, I don't have that luxury to learn that limud because I need it for the etzem din of the mayonis of a mitzoyras, roik, and meimei reglayim, that they are tameh because I don't learn the keva from Zohar. Now the Gemara goes back. U Beis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel do with this which Beis Shammai just said? So Beis Hillel says, no, you could still learn it. Why? If Nekeva, in fact, is easier than Zachar, so why did the Torah have to say the Mayonis of a Zav and a Zavo, which we're saying is extra, and we learn it from Mitzoyras, that's the Zachar and Nekeva, which we're being marba from the words La Zachar Vela Nekeva, just put Nekeva, and then I'll know a Kalva Chamer to Zachar, and I'll know Amina. Uma Nekeva She'ena Tuna Priyu Prima Ve'ena Asur V'tashu Shamita Rabbi Rachmana Ma'ena Sa'a. If by a woman who's not Asur in Priyu Prima and is not Asur in Tashu Shamita, and yet the Torah was marba her Mayanis of Reich and Meira Glayim, so Zachar like Kalshkain, so certainly a Zachar who is Asur, a Mitzar Zachar is Asur in Priyu Prima and Asur V'tashu Shamita. So why do I have to write it now by Zachar? So then I'm going to say that it's the word la zachar is not marbe zachar, because zachar I'm going to learn from the keva. You know what? It's marbe in the keva. But if zachar is marbe in the keva, we have a problem because I already have the keva itself written in the Torah to be marbe the mayonis of a nekeva mitzvah ras. So what do I need the zachar? I must say that the zachar is marba a new aspect of a nekeva. From the word nekeva itself, I just know her regular mayonis of reik and meimei reglayim. But how do I know dam, which is really not a mayon, the dam toyer of a mitzvah, how do I know that we're being marba that? Since I don't need it for zachar, which I could learn from a kavah chamer from the keva, I'm going to use it for nekeva. And since I have nekeva already at the end of the pasuk, I'm going to say that the zachar is marba something that the nekeva is not marba, and that is the dam toyhar to nu inyula dam latame dam tahara shalom. U Beis Shammai. What does Beis Shammai do with the way that Beis Hillel learned that the dam of a mitzvah is tamei? Your kalva chaymer that you're learning zachar from the keva is not a kalva chaymer. And since it's not a kalva chaymer, your whole method of learning this out falls to the side. And then we're going to have to say that zachar is needed for its own mayonis, because zachar cannot be learned from the keva by a kalva chaymer. And if so, I don't have an extra pasuk to learn the keva for her dam. I need Zachar for his mayonis, and I need Nekeva for her mayonis. Why is there no Kalva Chaimer from Nekeva to Zachar? The Eklamifrach. Ma'al and Nekeva Shkemetam. The Mesaret HaShas says the next word is Be'oines, not Me'oines. And Nekeva is Metam Be'oines, which we had earlier in the Masechta, which means even from outside stimuli. Taimer Be'Zachar, the law of Zachar is different. The only way he becomes Tamei as a Zav is if he is sick, he has a sickness. But if there's some other stimuli that is making the ziva, then he's not tame as a zav. Whereas in a keva zava, even if there is an oines, an outside stimuli, that will make her into a zava. So she has a chumra over a zachar, and therefore you cannot learn out a kava chumra from the keva to zachar. U Beis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel do with that which Beis Shammai just said? Hillel says, "Kaimi b'mitzayra." We're discussing here mitzayra, mitzayras, uparchem ili dezav. You're asking me about a chumra that Nekeva has over zachar by zav, but we're talking about by mitzayras and a mitzayra. There, a mitzayra is stronger than a Nekeva mitzayras. And if we find mayonis are tamei by a Nekeva, then we do have a good kavah chumra to zachar. What do you bring me a kasher from zav? U Beis Shammai, what does Beis Shammai do with what Beis Hillel just said? The answer is shum tuma parchi. Yes, I can bring together, even though we're speaking about mitzayra, mitzaras, I can bring zav and zava, because if I see by any tuma that a zava, a female, has a chumra over a zachar, then it shows me that in general Zohar can't learn, be learned from the Keva, because the Keva has a Chumra. The Iboy is saying, but the Gemara has a whole new idea in Beis Shammai. Really, Beis Shammai will agree that Zohar can be learned from in the Keva B'Kav V'Chaymer. If so, why did it say by Zohar? So the Chayyar Beis Hill is right that I'll use the extra Zohar for a din by Nekeva, which I wouldn't learn out from Nekeva, and that is the Dam, that the Dam, even though it's not a Mayan, has a din of a Mayan. But Amri Lach Beishami will say, no, I don't have that luxury, because Hai Lezacher Miboyalei Lezacher Kol Shehu Zacher. I need Zacher to tell me a whole different din, not the din of Dam of a Mitzaraz, but to tell me that any type of Zacher, and we leave out the next word, Hai, Kol Shehu Zacher Bein Gadol Bein Katan, whether it's a Gadol Zav or whether it's a cotton zav, it makes no difference. That's what I need the pasuk for. U Beis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel do? Where does he know this halacha? Nafgilu, he learns out the din of cotton zav from another pasuk, Mizois Tyras Hazav, and I learn out the Torah of the zav refers to any kind of zav, bein gadol, bein cotton. So that limit I already have. Memela, I have zocher left over for a nekeva, for the din of dam, which although it's not a regular Mayan, according to Beis Hillel, has a din of a Mayan that it's tamei lach and not yavesh. Beis Shammai says, no, I don't have that limit because I need that limit for to be marba cotton, and therefore I don't have it extra for Nekeva that her dam of a tzaras is tamei, and rather Beis Shammai holds that that dam is tahar.